Alphabet reported its Q3 fiscal 20 earnings last night, and they came in with a total revenue of $46.2 billion, up 14%, with net income of $11.2 billion. But what I want to focus on is Google Cloud. They are going to start to segment the revenue and operating income associated with Google Cloud starting in Q4. So let's get into the numbers. Google Cloud, $3.44 billion, up 45%. They actually beat their own estimate of about $3.3 billion in the quarter. GCP, they mentioned, still had strong revenue growth. They didn't really speak to it specifically. And growth in Workspace, which for those who haven't been paying attention, that used to be G Suite. They noted that the revenue growth was driven by both seat growth and then, COVID was able to help accelerate and drive revenue for Alphabet, but most specifically Google Cloud. During the earnings call, Pichai, CEO of Alphabet, noted there was three real key trends that are driving this momentum in the Google Cloud business. The first trend is as there's a shift to digital, as that accelerates, Google Cloud has a foundation solution set for data processing and analytics, right? The necessity of data processing analytics that comes with those types of digital accelerations. He mentioned BigQuery, which was real-time predictive analytics. He mentioned a win at Best Buy. He talked a lot about how there's a differentiation for Google, both in AI and machine learning. He also said from a trend perspective, customers are increasingly moving to the cloud to drive efficiencies and lower IT costs. Now, that's not something that's just tied to the pandemic and COVID. That's maybe it's been accelerated because of budgets being so tight. But that's something that's been going on for a while. His point was it's Google Cloud strength in multi-cloud. He sees that as an advantage. They're positioning it as an advantage, right? Currian has been doing this for a while now as well. And he pointed out that there's large data center and IT transformation deals that they're winning. And he mentioned Nokia. They're winning because of the strength or the strength in the multi-cloud. And the last trend was the future of work is creating a more collaborative world. Google Workspace was announced, which pulls everything together, communication and collaboration tools, right? And again, Workspace is G Suite. So I want to take a minute there on the announcement and where this is headed. Google Workspace, as noted, continues to grow. Google Meet, which is part of that. He mentioned that at the peak in Q3, there was 235 million daily meeting participants. But the thing to really pay attention to is the acceleration in the amount of meaningful updates, the focus on productivity applications and integrating the technology from both a communication and collaboration perspective with a focus on getting it in a position to be valuable to enterprises. And when Javier Salerto took over, he's the former VP, corporate VP over at Microsoft for their Office product. He now is running the show for Google Workspace, that they are focusing their attention on continuing to build out at a faster pace updates and technology that are valuable to enterprises on top of their analytics. How else do we know they're focused, right? If it wasn't already clear. Number one, the most sizable increase to headcount for Alphabet was for Google Cloud, both technical and sales roles. It was the highest priority area for investing in headcount. It was mentioned numerous times that they're going to continue to invest aggressively to build out their go-to-market capabilities. They're going to invest where they see potential to create long-term sustainable financial value. Which I mentioned he's going to be working with Ruth Porat, the CFO, and Thomas Kurian, the CEO of Google Cloud, to continue to make investment decisions to drive the progress. They are telling the market during the Alphabet earnings call, they're focusing on Google Cloud and saying we're investing both headcounts and dollars in Google Cloud. That is where our massive amount of money is going. Let's now talk about the announcement of segmenting starting in Q4, which is next quarter. They're going to break out the revenue, not just Q4, but 2018 full year, 2019 full year, and 2020 full year for Google Cloud. Now, I'll be interested to see if they break it out at the workspace GCP level. I would really like to see that information. But the point is, they want to show and help analysts in the market gauge the progress that they're making on the multi-year path ahead. About a year ago, I was talking about this, which was, you know, there's always been this noise, not noise, that's not the right word. There's always been this perspective, which is the right one, but why aren't you breaking it out? And I always thought, you know, when they make the decision to, it's the point in time when they know what they're going to show is going to be success. It's the point in time when they know that they have gotten to a point where they have not only gained customer wins and market share, and they're going to be able to show how their investment dollars are proving to be well spent. It's at the point in time when they are ready to truly go at the enterprise. And now is that point in time. If you are an enterprise customer and you are interested in or perhaps even started down the path with Google, expect a full court press. Expect an aggressive approach to continue to gain access to decision makers, to gain penetration, even if it's at smaller levels or in clips. Continue to expect them to aggressively not only buy business, but position the fact that, for example, you don't have to go all in Google. You can still stay with what your company's familiar with. Obviously, they understand there's an end goal of once they're in, they can potentially push out what's still there. The perfect example of this, Workspace Enterprise Essentials, which they themselves have said, look, this has got Docs. This has actually been built for you enterprises, you company organizations that still have your own email. You already have your own calendar solution. You have that. Stay on there. In fact, we've built it so it can integrate very easily into Office 365. This is a way for which them to get in. Even just landing and getting the BigQuery solution, an analytic predictive, you know, side of the house that gets them penetration. I expect fully an aggressive approach. So you need to prepare. You need to ensure that, you know, free or a shiny additional discount comes with significant investments, comes with the right level of protections, comes with the right level of flexibility, comes with the right level of access both to the sales and product teams within Google. You need to make sure you do it right. And if you're a Microsoft customer and you're thinking about leveraging this, you need to give yourself enough time to do it. You got to think ahead. Because Microsoft, obviously, on the other side of this, is spending a lot amount of time working on how to keep Google out of your organization. AWS, likewise, is doing the same thing from a platform perspective. So you need to prepare. You need to understand what's about to come, what's already coming. They're laser-focused on building industry solutions. They're laser-focused on their differentiators, right? The AI, the machine learning, the analytics. So force and have Google not only present to you the possibility, but ensure that the foundational relationship, the foundational contractual relationship, in addition, the pricing, the terms, the conditions, everything is appropriate. Because when you give that business to them, you have to understand that it's not just a win for today, it's a longer term win for them. So you need to set yourself up for success as well.